Good afternoon, all. Good afternoon, and can I start by saying, alongside my good friend, Minister Sébastien Lecornu, a huge thank you to you all for being here, for attending what is the first Defence Minister's meeting of the Coalition of the Willing for Ukraine. And I want to thank the 200 military planners from 30 countries in Europe and beyond who've been hard at work in recent weeks. Together, we're stepping up as one, ready to secure Ukraine's future following any peace deal. We advance the momentum of that planning here today, planning to put Ukraine in the strongest possible position to protect its sovereignty and to deter any further Russian aggression. And while today's discussions will be private, our planning is real and substantial, our plans are well developed, and we have clear objectives for Ukraine. First, to secure safe skies. Second, to secure safe seas. Third, to support a peace on the land. And fourth, to support the Ukrainian armed forces to become their own strongest possible deterrent. Our reassurance force for Ukraine would be a committed and credible security arrangement to ensure that any negotiated peace does bring what President Trump has pledged, a lasting peace for Ukraine. And we will hear in a moment from our UK and French Chiefs of Defence, Admiral Tony Ranikin and General Thierry Boucard, who together have led this work. They will give us an update on the military planning. And we will focus on how operational planning of the coalition could work and how we make sure that we're fully prepared for the moment a peace agreement is reached. But we cannot jeopardise the peace by forgetting about the war, and the daily reality for millions of Ukrainians continues. Drone attacks, missile strikes, brutal fighting on the front line. So we must put more pressure on President Putin to end his war. And we must step up our support for Ukraine, both in the fight and in the push for peace. That's why I'm grateful that so many of you who are here today will also be here tomorrow for the meeting of the Ukraine Defence Contact Group, when we will pledge more military support to bolster Ukraine on the battlefield. There are 30 countries here today, 30 countries bound by a simple belief that peace is possible and we must be ready for when that peace comes. That's why the work of this coalition is so vital. We're stepping up. We're serious. We're sending a signal to President Putin and to Minister Umarov and the Ukrainian people. We stand with you in the fight, and we will stand with you in the peace. Thank you. Now, if I may ask the media to leave, we will then turn to Minister Lecornu and get on with the meeting.